All right, everybody, get ready, because we're diving into the world of protein structure building today. We're talking about how scientists are piecing together the 3D shapes of proteins, kind of like microscopic detectives trying to solve a really complex case.
It is like solving a puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, and to guide us through this mystery, we have an expert joining us. So tell me, what's the scientific scoop we're digging into today?
Well, you sent over this really cool paper about a software called UCSF Chimera X, and it's really causing a stir because it's this all-in-one toolkit for scientists who are working with proteins, especially with those really awesome pictures we're getting these days from cryo-EM.
Cryo-EM, right? That's where they freeze the proteins mid-pose.
Exactly.
To get those detailed snapshots.
Yeah, it's like catching a cheetah in mid-stride. Cryo-EM gives us those really cool images, but they're incredibly detailed. But it's this really complex jigsaw puzzle, and that's where Chimera X comes in. It helps scientists take those puzzle pieces from the cryo-EM and put them together to build a complete picture of what the protein looks like.
But before we get lost in the software, we need to talk about protein prediction.
Yes.
Specifically, those AI tools like AlphaFold and ESMFold.
They've really changed the game.
So how have they changed things?
Well, a few years ago, if we wanted to predict how a protein folds, just based on its amino acid sequence, that was a massive undertaking. Now tools like AlphaFold and ESMFold use AI to make really accurate predictions. The paper talks about the human insulin receptor and how AlphaFold was good at predicting the individual domain shapes within that receptor, and it almost perfectly matched what scientists had experimentally determined.
Wow.
So that's really exciting.
But it wasn't completely smooth sailing, was it?
It wasn't a perfect story.
The paper mentioned some hiccups. What were they?
The main area where AlphaFold struggled was figuring out how those perfectly predicted domains fit together in the overall structure. So it's like having all the right puzzle pieces, but you don't have the picture on the box to guide you.
Yeah. And when we're talking about the insulin receptor, that's critical information because that interaction is how insulin signaling works. And that's essential for developing new diabetes treatments.
Exactly. And that actually highlights a key thing that we're still working on with these AI tools is they can sometimes struggle with very large proteins or proteins that have a lot of different domains, and especially when trying to predict how those domains are going to interact and move.
So it's like trying to predict not only the shape of a slinky, but how that shape changes as it bounces down the stairs.
That's a great analogy. And that idea of movement is really important because we're not just talking about a static picture here.
Right.
We're talking about proteins that are constantly wiggling and bending and changing their shape depending on what they're interacting with.
So it's not just what it looks like, it's how it moves.
Yep. And being able to predict all of those potential conformations, those different shapes, is a big challenge.
Okay, now you're going to have to back up for a second. What exactly do we mean by conformations? And why is it so important to be able to predict them?
So a protein isn't just stuck in one shape. It can fold and twist into different conformations depending on its environment and what other molecules are around.
Okay.
And being able to predict these different conformations is important because it helps us understand how that protein is behaving in a living cell. Knowing those different shapes could be the key to designing drugs that interact with it in specific ways.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned ESMFold earlier. How does that compare to AlphaFold?
It's a very interesting tool. ESMFold also uses a deep learning model.
Okay.
But it's like the speed demon compared to AlphaFold. So it relies on this massive language model that's been trained on just this colossal amount of protein data.
Wow.
And this makes it super speedy at making predictions.
So what's the trade-off then?
Well, AlphaFold is still thought to be more accurate, especially when we're thinking about those finer details of the protein. But ESMFold's real strength is its speed, which means it can tackle these massive proteins that might be really difficult or too much for AlphaFold to handle.
So it's about using the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
But even with all these fancy AI tools getting better all the time, there are times when scientists still need to roll up their sleeves and build these structures themselves right.
Yes, and that's where Chimera actually shines.
Right.
Because it gives researchers this sophisticated toolkit to refine, build, sculpt these protein structures with incredible detail.
Okay, so we've got our predictions from the AI.
Yeah.
We've got our toolkit ready to go.
Yep.
How does this actually work in practice?
So imagine you have your puzzle pieces from AlphaFold, those predicted shapes of the protein.
Okay.
And then you have this fuzzy image from cryo-EM, but
yeah,
it's a really detailed image.
Yeah.
Chimera X has this feature called local EM fitting. That's like a puzzle master.
Okay.
It takes those pieces and figures out how to fit them into that cryo-EM picture.
So it's like a digital assistant that can sort through thousands of puzzle pieces and snap them into place based on their shape and that faint outline from the cryo-EM data.
Exactly. And here's the really impressive part is that it can handle it even if those AI predictions aren't perfect.
Okay.
So for example, AlphaFold got the shape of a domain a little bit off local EM fitting, can use that cryo-EM data to make adjustments.
Wow. So it's like having a co-pilot that can course correct.
Exactly. And speaking of fine-tuning, we've used that local EM fitting to place those predicted domains into the cryo-EM map.
Right.
Now, we want to make that initial model even better. Chimera X has this really cool tool called Fit In Map, and it's like giving that structure a little nudge in the right direction.
Okay, like the digital nudge.
It is. It's like you take that rough model and Fit In Map will move it around a little bit, optimize its position based on that experimental data.
So it's like settling into the cryo-EM data, making sure it's just right.
Exactly. And here's the great thing about Chimera X. It's not limited to just cryo-EM.
Okay, there's more.
Yeah, remember how we were talking about proteins taking on different shapes, those different conformations?
Right, like the slinky?
Exactly. Chimera X can bring in data from other techniques to build a model that's closer to how proteins actually behave.
So we're not just talking about static pictures anymore. We're talking about layering different types of data.
Yeah, like a multi-layered cake.
Yeah, to create a model that's closer to how it exists in the real world.
Exactly. Think of it like trying to understand how a car engine works. You could look at a diagram, but it's way better if you can see a video of it running or even take it apart and put it back together.
Yeah, you get a much better understanding that way.
Each piece of information gives you a more complete picture.
So what are some of those other techniques that Chimera X uses alongside cryo-EM to build this more dynamic model?
One technique is called cross-linking mass spectrometry.
Oh, boy.
Imagine you could throw tiny darts at a protein and see which parts stick together. That's kind of what cross-linking does. It helps identify which parts of the protein are physically close to each other in its 3D structure.
And Chimera X can make sense of this dartboard.
It can. It has a tool called XMA, which stands for Cross-Linking Mapping and Analysis. And with XMAS, researchers can visualize those connections from the cross-linking right onto the 3D model.
So it's like a molecular game of connect the dots.
Exactly.
We can combine all this data to get this multi-dimensional view of a protein. What else?
So we've got cross-linking, and then there's electron tomography.
Okay.
It's like cryo-EM, but on a bigger scale.
Okay, how so?
So instead of looking at isolated proteins, you're looking at them in their natural environment, like inside a cell.
So we're going from a portrait to a panoramic shot.
Exactly. Chimera X has a special extension just for that.
What's it called?
It's called RTX.
RTX.
And it helps scientists make sense of that electron tomography data.
Wow. So we can see where our protein lives within the cell.
Exactly. And all the neighbors it hangs out with.
That's got to be so helpful for understanding how proteins actually function in real life. Not just in isolation.
Exactly. And it's especially important when we think about things like drug development.
Because you don't want a drug that only works in a test tube.
Precisely. You want to make sure it works in the complex environment of a cell.
It's incredible how Chimera X brings all these tools and techniques together. It's like the Swiss Army knife of structural biology.
It truly is.
But there must be times when you don't have a starting point at all. No predictions from AlphaFold, no similar structures to work with. What happens then?
That's when it's time to get building.
Okay.
Chimera X has this amazing tool called Build Structure that lets scientists build molecules from scratch, atom by atom.
That's my kind of science.
With Build Structure, scientists aren't limited by predictions or existing templates. They can essentially build any molecule they can imagine, atom by atom.
Wow. So it's like having a digital chemistry set.
They can fetch structures from databases, modify existing ones, build things like peptides, even construct DNA helices. Mm. It's incredibly versatile, and it speaks to how far the field has come.
But I imagine that building a protein one atom at a time has got to be a pretty intense process.
It definitely requires a deep understanding of chemistry and molecular geometry.
Right.
But the level of control it offers is unmatched.
Once you've built this model, whether from scratch or by refining predictions, you need to make sure it's actually right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A beautiful model doesn't mean anything if it doesn't reflect reality.
So how do scientists make sure their models are up to snuff? What are the quality control measures?
Well, one factor is the resolution of the data itself.
Okay.
Just like with a photograph, higher resolution means you see finer details. And just like some parts of a photo might be blurrier than others, the resolution can vary even within a single cryo-EM map.
So some parts of the protein might be in sharper focus than others. Okay, so how do scientists deal with that?
Chimerix can actually visualize those resolution variations, highlighting areas of the map that are more reliable.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like having a little warning sign that says, "Hey, this area might be a little fuzzy. Take it with a grain of salt."
Exactly. Scientists need to be aware of those limitations when evaluating their models.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just about how the model looks, it's about understanding the data it's based on.
Precisely. And on top of that, we have these useful scoring systems that can help assess how well a model matches the experimental data. A high score means the model is a good match for the data.
But a low score means it's back to the drawing board.
It's a sign that there might be some areas that need further refinement.
This is really fascinating. It's like a whole other layer of science on top of the already complex world of proteins.
It is, but it's crucial for making sure our understanding of these molecules is as accurate as possible.
This deep dive has been incredible. What are some key takeaways you hope our listeners walk away with?
Well, first, I hope they have a newfound appreciation for the complexity of proteins. These aren't just static molecules, they're dynamic machines with intricate moving parts. And understanding their structure is essential to understanding how they work.
And I think it's safe to say that Chimerix is playing a huge role in that endeavor.
It really is a game changer for structural biologists.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure picking your brain.
The pleasure was all mine. I always enjoy talking about proteins.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the frontiers of science. Until then, stay curious.